Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, Salatu wassalamu ala khatamin nabiyyin. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, welcome to another beautiful episode on this silsila, The Early Echo. Wherever you are in the world, we hope that you and your family are well. But don't forget to make dua also for the ummah of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. Make dua to Almighty Allahu Jalla Jalaluhu that for the sake of his final prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, that he grants relief to the ummah, shifa to those who are sick and suffering, and protection against the oppressors. MashaAllah Azawajal, today's topic is primarily directed at our youth. We will be talking about worshipping in youth as a young Muslim man, a young Muslim lady, that there are enormous benefits with regards to using your youth in the correct way and worshipping Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and obeying Allah azza wa jal. So stay tuned for that discussion. The beloved Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, Niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. So let's make some good intentions. O Allah azza wa jal, I am watching, I am listening to the silsila for your pleasure and happiness, for the pleasure of your beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. I'm here to seek knowledge of deen. What I learn, I will try to practice and share with others as well. Insha'Allahul Kareem. Let's do ourselves a huge favor and include in our daily routine recitation of Qur'an-i Pak, Durud-e Pak, Istighfar, making sincere tawbah, repenting sincerely in the court of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every day, let us do our best to abstain from sins, to be punctual with our salahs and to perform them properly. Every day, learn a sunnah, practice upon it. Learn a dua, learn something of deen. Throughout the day, keep your tongue moist with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fulfill rights of others, and obey Allah azza wa jal and his beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. If we do these things with the good intentions and if we perform ibadat properly, it will be very beneficial for us in this world, in the grave, and on the day of judgment as well. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, undoubtedly Allah azza wa jal has appointed such an angel to my grave who has been bestowed with the power of hearing the voices of all the creatures. So whoever keeps reciting durood upon me until the day of judgment, so he, the angel, presents to me his name and his father's name, that so-and-so, the son of so-and-so, has recited durood upon you at that time. Subhanallah. Imagine our names and, you know, the father's name is presented in the holy court of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What are we waiting for? Continue reciting as much as you can. Let's listen to a beautiful kalam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Mustafa jaane rahmat shamae bazme hidayat sallallahu taala alaihi wasallam ka farmane ali shan hai ki jo koi shakhs mujh par ek bar durood e pak padhe Allah azza wa jalla us par apni 10 rehmaten nazil farmata hai اس کے 10 گناہوں کو مٹاتا ہے اور اس کے 10 درجات کو بلند فرماتا ہے۔ آج جو کلام آپ سننے جا رہے ہیں اس میں آپ کو بار بار درود پاک پڑھنے کا موقع ملے گا۔ آئیے نعت رسول مقبول بھی سنیے اور درود پاک کے ورد میں شامل ہو جائیے۔
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم،
سچی بات سکھاتے یہ ہے، سیدھی راہ دکھاتے یہ ہیں۔
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم،
جلتی جانے بجھاتے یہ ہیں، جلتی جانے بجھاتے یہ ہیں، روتی آنکھیں ہنساتے یہ ہیں۔ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم،
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم،
قصرِ دنا تک کس کی رسائی، قصرِ دنا تک کس کی رسائی، جاتے یہ ہیں آتے یہ ہیں۔ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم،
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم،
فیض جلیل خلیل سے پوچھو، فیض جلیل خلیل سے پوچھو، آگ میں باغ کھلاتے یہ ہیں۔ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم،
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم،
انا اعطیناک الکوثر، انا اعطیناک الکوثر، ساری کثرت پاتے یہ ہیں۔ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم،
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم،
رب ہے معطی یہ ہے قاسم، رب ہے معطی یہ ہے قاسم، رزق اس کا ہے کھلاتے یہ ہیں۔ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم،
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم،
اپنی بنی ہم آپ بگاڑیں، اپنی بنی ہم آپ بگاڑیں، کون بنائے بناتے یہ ہیں۔ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
لاکھوں بلائیں کروڑوں دشمن لاکھوں بلائیں کروڑوں دشمن کون بچائے بچاتے یہ ہے صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
مرکد میں بندوں کو تھپک کر مرکد میں بندوں کو تھپک کر میٹھی نیند سلاتے یہ ہے صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
باپ جہاں بیٹے سے بھاگے باپ جہاں بیٹے سے بھاگے لطف وہاں فرماتے یہ ہے صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
ماں جب اکلوتے کو چھوڑے ماں جب اکلوتے کو چھوڑے آ آ کہہ کے بلاتے یہ ہے صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
ٹھنڈا ٹھنڈا میٹھا میٹھا ٹھنڈا ٹھنڈا میٹھا میٹھا پیتے ہم ہیں پلاتے یہ ہے صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
سلم سلم کی ڈھارس سے سلم سلم کی ڈھارس سے پل پر ہم کو چلاتے یہ ہے صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
کہہ دو رضا سے خوش ہو خوش رہ کہہ دو رضا سے خوش ہو خوش رہ مژدہ رضا کا سناتے یہ ہے صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم. I'm sure you enjoyed that kalam. Continue listening, continue reciting. Get your offspring used to listening and reciting. It will help inshallah ta'ala to develop the love of Allah and His Rasul Azza wa Jalla wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our hearts. The love of Sahaba Ikram, Ahlul Bayt and Awliya Allah in our hearts. May Almighty Allah Jalla Jalaluhu take us for Hajj, for Umrah, time and again. And to visit Medina Sharif, Aqsa Sharif, time and again. Ameen. Bijahi Khatamin Nabiyyin Sallallahu Alaihi Wa Alihi Wasallam. A saint, Rahmatullah Ta'ala Alayhi, has said that I once saw a young man who stayed in a jungle, far away from the populated areas. All alone, he was busy worshipping Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I made salam to him, he replied to my salam. I then asked him, "Oh young man, why are you staying in this deserted, desolate place? You don't have nobody here to help you, no friend." And he replied, "Why should I not stay here? By Allah Azza wa Jalla, I do have a helper and a friend." So I asked that, "Who are they?" He replied, "He has superiority over me with his respect. He is with me with his knowledge and intellect. He is in front of me with his instructions, and his blessings and dignity are on my right and left." When I heard this, I humbly asked him, "Will you allow me to be in your company?" He said, "Your company will make me heedless of my worship. And I don't like this, because the king of the earth, from the east to the west, is sufficient for me." I asked, "Don't you feel afraid in this lonely place?" He replied, "One whose friend and companion is Allah Azza wa Jal, then how can he be afraid?" I asked, "From where do you get food?" He replied, "When I was small, through his blessings, he provided me with food inside the dark womb of my mother. And now that I've grown up, will he not take care of me? He has fixed an amount for my sustenance, and its time is also written." I then asked him to make dua for me. So he made dua. "May Allah Azza wa Jal protect your eyes from his disobedience. May he fill your heart with his fear. May he not make you from amongst those who become heedless with being occupied with other than him." He then stood up to leave. So I humbly asked, "My brother, when will we meet again?" With a smile, he said, "We shall not meet in this world after today. But on the day of judgment, when all the people have gathered, so if you want to meet with me, you can find me amongst those who will have Didare Ilahi, the blessed sight of Allah Azza wa Jal." I asked him, "How have you learnt?" He replied, "By his respect, through his blessings I have learnt, because I have prevented my eyes from looking at haram things, and my desires, my nafs, from satisfying the desires, and have adopted loneliness in the dark nights for his worship. I'm hopeful that he will be pleased with me And in return for this, he will let me have his sight. The young man then disappeared and we never met again. Dear viewers and listeners, this parable of the young man who isolated himself in the jungles, who used his youthfulness, his power, his strength to occupy himself in worshipping Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He avoided the distractions and the attractions of the world in his youth. He prevented himself from looking at forbidden things. He lived alone, far away from the people. How many beautiful lessons and warnings are there for you and I, in particular for our young people out there, the youth. Because remember, for those youth out there, so many of them are tricked by shaitan, are tricked by the nafs, the ego, the desires to commit sinful things and to displease Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they should understand, we all should, that instead of destroying our youthfulness by engaging in disobedience to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let us be smart and intelligent and use this youthfulness, spend it in obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because youth itself, the age of being young, doesn't last forever. It's there for a period of time. And before you realize, it slowly fades away. People celebrate their birthdays. They are overjoyed. They are happy. They are with family. But every birthday means 1 year has been minused from your life. It also means you are 1 year closer to reaching the expiry date, which is death. Hakim al-Ummah, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, has said, health, youth, wealth, and life must never be wasted. Perform good deeds when you have these things, because they are blessings. Such blessings that don't return after a person spends their youthfulness, their youth, their energy, their strength, their power in sports, amusements, entertainments, and then eventually the body becomes weak and old, then to have a desire to do lots of ibadat and worship is foolish. Meaning, the kind of ibadat that you can do when you are young, when you have youth on your side, you can never do that when you are gone old and weak. Ask those people, for whatever reason, they need to now sit on a chair and perform salah. Ask them that, I mean, what would you give to perform salah in a normal way? With qiyam, with standing, with ruku, with sujood. Ask them. But if you and I, we have that ability, we have that power, if you have youth on your side, don't waste it away, because the tricks and the traps of shaitan is there to catch you and to keep you busy in entertainment and amusements, to keep you busy in fulfilling hobbies, to keep you busy in wasting your time. We see it all the time. We hear about it all the time. My team scored this goal. My team scored so many runs. My team is the best. My team and my team, that team does not care about you. You are not their team. They are your team. You are not their team. What a trick shaitan has placed. It's innocent. It's just a game. It's just a movie. entertainment. The entertainment sector is the marketing agencies of Shaitan. He uses it. He uses it to invite you towards evil things. And he uses it to waste your time, upon which we will have massive regrets. When the angel of death visits us, we will have so much of regret that, what did I do with my life? Where has my life gone to? Ask yourself this question. The last 5 years of your life, what did you achieve? We must all ask ourselves that question. What did I truly achieve? You know, what did I gain? Only worldly things? Spiritually, how have I developed over the last 5 years? And where has those 5 years gone to? How fast it came and went? Before you know it, the 5 years is gone, 10 years is gone. Imagine a person, there was a man who said, he met a brother from a young age, 10 years old. He was following a certain team, sports team. And today he's 40 years old. And he's still following that sports team, 10 to 20, 20 to 30, 30 to 40. 30 years, 3 decades. The loyalty you have to that team in promoting them, in marketing them, in talking about them, their victories, the sadness you went through upon their defeats and losses, 3 decades. Imagine if you calculate the time that it took you to watch their games, their matches, attending, you know, the games at the stadiums. Through these 3 decades, what have you gained? They became rich. Their directors became rich. The players became rich. Players got switched and swapped. Some retired with fat packages. What did you gain? But if had you channeled those 3 decades of your youth in something productive, constructive, to learn about the deen, to develop yourself spiritually, worldly wise also, empowering yourself with self-development. But it's too late. You'll never get those decades back. Time is like that. Tick-tock. Time is going. These few seconds that have gone by now are gone forever. Will never come back. So what am I doing with my life? Oh, youth in particular. I remember something our great teacher once told us. Mufti Abdul Nabi Hamidi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him high stations. He once said that how the youth can create a revolution in society. It's something so simple, but some work is needed. And this is where the parents come in. If all our Muslim parents started proper tarbiyah of their children to train their minds, influence their minds. If you don't do the influencing, others are going to do the influencing. That's how it works. So he said, if every Muslim boy out there made this a condition, I won't marry unless the girl has proper beliefs, reads the salahs, reads the Quran, follows the sunnah, and is a good Muslim. And if every girl out there made the same condition, I won't marry unless the boy has correct beliefs, reads the salahs, reads Quran, follows sunnah, and is a good, upright, good character, good Muslim. The youth themselves will create that revolution in society. But who is going to train the brain of the youth? The number one influences, which are supposed to be the parents. Yes, The grandparents also can influence. The uncle and auntie can also influence. But they can do it. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us on Qiyamah, the day of judgment, a person will not be able to lift his foot until he is questioned about five things. In which activities was life spent? Now, before I mention others, I need you to do a favor. Do me a favor. Ask yourself these questions today. And then give the answers yourself. In which activities was life spent? Ask yourself. What's your answer? In which activities was one's youth spent? From where was wealth earned? Where was it spent? To what extent was knowledge practiced upon? Five questions that let's ask ourselves. Let's see what answers we give to ourselves. And the fortunate people, they will answer positively. Imagine if I'm answering negative, what embarrassment I'm going to face on the day of judgment. That the activities of my life are spent hanging around my friends, chatting away, or on social media, chatting away, wasting time, cracking jokes, just laughter, or obscene, vulgar jokes. I spend my time watching movies, listening to music. I spend my time going to the cinema, going to the clubs, hanging out with friends, drinking alcohol, taking drugs, committing adultery, and all other filthy things. I spend my time in gossiping and backbiting. I'm just giving examples, but let's be honest with ourselves at least and answer these questions. Which activities I spent my youth? Oh, youth out there who are watching, how are you spending your activities now? Ask yourself and answer to yourself. Where my wealth was earned? Where was it earned from? Halal or haram? Where I spent it? My money. Where you spent it? What's my answer? So I'm having some idea what answer I'm going to give on the day of judgment. No, it's my money. I can do as I please. I can spend it where I want to. Who can question me? I earned it. I worked hard for it. It's mine. And the reality is nothing is yours and nothing is mine. It all belongs to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I've heard that some people out there, they include in their budget, you know what, we're earning good money. I take some for my expenses. Some I keep one side in this account for holiday. Some I take and keep for, I reinvest it in my business. Some I keep aside in case for any future business ventures. Some I keep for the rainy days. Some I keep for long-term investments. Then, you know, some I'll give to charity. Let's just have some innocent fun. You know how? If you don't know, this is happening. They'll take the family to the casino. And you will say, no, this money, 5,000, 10,000, whatever amount it is, this is just to splash. You know, as a family, we're going as games. We're just taking it as games, not to gamble. If we win anything, we just keep playing those games. So we lose the money. That money, you could have fed a family. That money, you could have bought clothes for a family, that money you could have invested in your akhirah. Again, if you don't know, some are doing this. We know. What a waste of wealth just for the glitz and glamour and entertainment and amusements. Oh, young people out there, worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your youth. You will gain too many blessings. And do you know the status? That I'm talking about the true status, not the fake superficial statuses on social media, which means nothing. True status, true rank that a young person gets for worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A blessed hadith states, a young man performing worship in his youth is superior to an old man worshipping in old age. As the mursaleen, the messengers, alayhi salatu wasalam, are superior to all prophets, alayhi salatu wasalam. Think about that. Allahu Akbar. And a young person who gives up pleasures and luxuries, you can engage and indulge. But no, that's not for me. Within the boundaries of the Sharia, the Islamic sacred law, a person can enjoy life, can have comfort, no issue. But extravagance, wastage, luxuries, to show off, these things are condemned. Otherwise, to live a comfortable life is no problem. So the pleasures that shaitan pulls people, especially the youth, towards luxuries and indulgences, if a young person gives that up, it's mentioned in the blessed hadith that a young man who gives up the pleasure and luxuries of the world and advances towards the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allahu Azza wa Jal will grant him the reward equal to 72 Siddiqeen. Siddiq is a very high category in and amongst the awliya Allah. Reward equal to 72 Siddiqeen for the young person giving up luxuries of the world and heading in the direction to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from us. Doesn't need anything from us at all. But there is one thing He wants for our own benefit. Obedience. That's it. Obedience. It's mentioned another blessed hadith. From creation, Allahu Azza wa Jal loves most that delightful young man who spends his youth and his beauty in worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal, taking pride in him, the young man, in front of the angels. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, he is my real bondsman. Dear viewers and listeners, let's watch a short clip and we will be right back. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Last and final prophet and messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, within a narration has mentioned, لا يدخل جنة من كان في قلبه مثقال ذرة من كبر. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'alihi wa ala alihi wasallam has stated that a person will not enter paradise if there is even the weight of an atom's amount of arrogance within that person's heart. Arrogance, kibbutz, is not about clothes, it's not about status, it's not success even. It is an attitude of superiority before the people. Among us, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sometimes a man, yuhibbu an yakuna thawbuhu hasan. He wishes that his clothes be good. Wa na'aluhu hasana, that his shoes be nice, his footwear is nice. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is this arrogance too? The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, he replies, says, La, inna Allah Jameel yuhibbul jamal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is of course beautiful and He loves beauty. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, He taught us, what is kibr? Kibr is batarul haq wa ghamtun nas. Arrogance is rejecting the truth and it is looking down at others. That's what arrogance is. Arrogance destroys not only hearts, breaks relationships, but it destroys the barakah within a person's life. Arrogance is the act of the shaitan. Arrogance is what destroyed someone who was the teacher of the angels of the sama'ud dunya. Humility, on the other hand, is from the noble characteristics of the most beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Humility, on the other hand, is what raises a person. Allahu Akbar. A believer is never too proud. Even if he makes a mistake, he can apologize. He's not too proud or too arrogant to apologize. If somebody has harmed him, to forgive. He's not too proud to show respect to everyone. Yes, everyone. And if you was lower your wing, be humble. By lowering yourself in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will raise you. Don't be arrogant. Be humble. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. سبحان الله عز وجل. That's one of the benefits of Dawud Islami. Those who are in Dawud Islami will agree what we have gained and what we are gaining in terms of learning, knowledge, education, motivation, reminders which are constant. You too can be receiving that. It does not matter what your age is, male or female, young or old, get involved. And you will see how you change, how your life changes, how your outlook of life changes. Once you learn, okay, this is my purpose, this is how I can fulfill my purpose, and these ongoing empowerment and motivation as well. So attend the weekly Sunnah-inspired Ijtima of Dawud Islami. Travel with the Qafilas to learn the Deen practically. Read the weekly booklet. Listen to the audiobook. Fill out every day your pious deeds, nek a'mal. You can monitor your progress. Introduce that into your life. Because that is about reformation, where you are going to take positive steps without waiting for anybody, without waiting for opportunities. Opportunities are there. We have to move towards them. Don't just sit back and wait. It's going to happen. Something is going to happen. Somebody is going to come and help me. No, you become the change you want to see in your life. For that, we need to be proactive. For that, we need to take that first step in the right direction. So that's where Dawud Islami comes into play. with the platforms, the facilities, the classes, the courses, online, on-site, physical, face-to-face, weekly programs, daily, monthly, yearly. And then you don't stop there at your own self-development. You transfer to others, starting in your household. Because if I'm neglecting my household and I'm busy helping everybody else out there, when the fires burn in my house, I must not ask, how did this happen? Why did this happen? The shepherd wasn't there. The shepherd was looking after others' flocks. So you start in your household and then you expand outside your household. So we as parents, our primary duty is that. You as the shepherd, you need to be on the lookout. You need to do the proper training every day. Some form of tarbiyah has to be there. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that indeed, Allah azza wa jal loves such a person who has devoted his youth to obeying the Almighty azza wa jal. It's one thing to say or to claim that I love Allah azza wa jal. But imagine if Allah azza wa jal loves a certain person, that's a different level altogether. So, O youth who are devoting their life, their time, their energy, their resources to obey Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, good news to you, or good news for you. Continue. But remember, shaitan is not going to give up. He's going to keep trying to attack you directly or via other people. Perhaps even people that are close to you, so-called friends, that, hey, you know what? Come on, man. It's a weekend. It's a Friday night. Party time. Don't worry. Monday to Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Come with us. Anybody. And this, the sooner you recognize and identify, the better for you. There anybody who claims to be your friend, whether in school, uni, college, work, if he is taking you or she is taking you away from obedience to Allah Azza wa Jal, to places of harm, of sin, they can never ever be your friend. They may claim it. They may say it. I'm your best buddy. If the person is taking you away from obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is your enemy. The sooner you realize this, the better for yourself. Cut your losses for your own benefit. You don't need that in your life. Surround yourself with good people, pious people. And it's true what they say. It's better to be alone than to be in bad company. And it's better to be in good company than being alone. Because even if you're alone, shaitan is not going to leave you. He's going to still try. The nafs is still there. So we should consider that, you know, if a person is still young, learn the deen, practice the deen, teach other youth with good intentions, there's lots of rewards to earn. So a famous hadith mentions, you may have heard about this many a times, but contemplate. This is important. Think about it seriously. Value five things before five other things. Youth before old age, health before illness, wealth before poverty, your free time, your leisure time before being occupied and busy, and life before death. If we will occupy our time with worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with reading the Quran, with reading salahs, nafl salahs, fasting, nafl fasts, learning and practicing on ilm al-deen, sunan adab, teaching others. Dawood Islami has all these activities. All we have to do is take that first step. Shaitan doesn't want it. But to the youth in particular that has fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the youth in particular that is planning and preparing that any time I'm going to leave this world forever, never to return, because that youth, that young man or lady understands, doesn't matter my age, all of a sudden the angel of death is going to appear and I am no more. It's mentioned by Hakim al-Ummah Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Na'imi rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, if an old man who had been performing ibadat in his youth is unable to perform more worship because of old age, Allah Azza wa Jal declares him to be exempted and records in his book of deeds the very same acts of worship he used to do in his youth. So protect yourself, preserve yourself, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will preserve your energy, your intellect, your physical abilities when you grow old, inshallah azza wa jal. Until next time, keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.